Here we are, Raw Randwick, day one of the championships tomorrow. Bring it on. And joining us is the track manager, who I'm sure is sick of being asked about the weather, but we're going to ask him anyway because it's what we all want to know about. Michael Wood, how are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, lads. How are you?
Very well. Okay, the state of play. Where are we at with how much rain we've had and the track as it stands at the moment?
Yeah, not as much, I guess, as probably what the bomb site's saying. It does take off from Observatory Hill, but we're currently sitting at 48 mils.
So since 9 a.m. yesterday.
Since 9 a.m. yesterday.
Okay.
So that's probably around what was expected, I suppose. But what they've sort of done now with the forecast is just had showers right through today and then sort of hopefully pulling up by about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So that'll be the key, really.
Geez, that'd be a great result if you can pull up before tomorrow morning, because if it does, and depending on, obviously, the downpour today, but if it does, more than likely, you'll be up and racing. And
yeah, well, that's it. That's my expectation. The track will be heavy, and that's just, you know, with those sort of numbers of rainfall, for sure. Yeah. But the key is that we're racing in sunshine and not showers throughout the day. You know, we saw a hard day there at Gosford yesterday. That rainfall on the day's the killer. But yeah, my expectation is that we'll be racing. We can see our moisture sensors all the way around the track, and you can see the moisture's being pulled through the profile. So that's pleasing. And really, the heavier the rainfall, the better for me. It's the harder it comes down, the more weight of the water, and that just pushes through the profile. So if we can get a heavy downpour even around midnight, then we're on with that.
Mick, I can only imagine your preparation must change, obviously, when it rains this much. What things you know got to put in place when it's, you know, a good fall compared to a heavy track coming, especially a big day? There's going to be a lot of people in here.
Yeah, it's tough because normally we do, all of our preparation's pretty well done going into today, but you do the finishing touches, you know, tidy up lawns, but track-wise, you know, we'd normally cut the track today or even yesterday. Had to pull all that up by sort of Wednesday with the forecast. And then just the application of different products that we put out on the track as well. We put a different product out there yesterday with the rainfall coming. So, yeah, we alter things. Obviously, no need to look at irrigation this week, which is good. But, it's a challenge, but I guess that's what the job is, isn't it?
So have you rated the track yet, or you do that this morning?
No, we'll do that at 7 a.m.
Okay.
That's just our standard sort of setup going into a meeting. And to be fair, while it's raining on top of you, it's hard to rate a track anyway. Because, it's always going to feel wet, isn't it? So, we'll do it at 7 o'clock, and then we'll have another walk around about 2 o'clock this afternoon and just see how it's fared throughout the day. And then the next inspection will be at 5:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay. So but just reiterating, based on the rain we've had and what you're seeing with all your instruments, you expect us, as of right now, 25 past 6 this morning, that we will be racing tomorrow.
That's my plan.
Yeah,
for sure. I did go out and have a quick walk just before, walked on at 300 and sort of walked down to the turn. And whilst it felt wet, there's still a good base there to that track, which is, that's sort of the main thing. There's no sort of squelch under my feet. So, that's pleasing coming in this morning.
Yeah, and is the key you mentioned, no rain tomorrow, is it all about the visibility rather than the track tomorrow, even if you get a lot of rain? And it stops at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, they just deteriorate so much more when the horses are getting into it and then you're getting rainfall on top into those divots. Then it becomes a visibility issue and it becomes...
Shifting, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's obviously, you know, they're doing more damage to the track because it's getting wet as soon as you're breaking that surface. Whereas if we're breaking the surface and we've got sunshine, it'll actually dry rather than deteriorate.
Yep.
Many phone calls, trainers.
Phone calls, texts, all the above. But that's,
50-50 split. Let's race. Let's call it off.
Yeah, it's just another one of those. You probably can't win. our intention is to race. You know, it's a big time for the club, big day for the club tomorrow, and then you head into Queen Elizabeth next week. So, we'll be giving it every chance. I'm just hopeful that it pulls up and stops running.
How much can a racetrack take in terms of mill? Like, up to, what, in the next 24 hours?
Oh, you know, it gets to a point where, the track is, it's at field capacity, it's called. So it basically means that it can't handle any more water. But if you've got adequate drainage and it's continuing to work, the track will continue to drain. So Yeah, you sort of get to a point where it doesn't really matter if it's 50 or 100. Once it's at field capacity and draining, well, then that's where it's at. It's, you know, if we're racing today, different story because it's raining on top of them again.
Yeah.
But, and also it's not getting that chance to get away, whereas that's why I'm saying if it pulls up sort of overnight and we're into clear conditions, the track will be fine.
It'll be a big day tomorrow regardless of the weather. Do you feel the pressure, mate? It's a big group one. It's a bit of rain. Everyone's going to be watching more eyes on compared to a usual Saturday. Do you feel it, or it's just work as usual for you?
Oh, I've had some bad ones so far, but I've had good ones as well. So, look, a little bit, but no, it's sort of just it's the job at the moment. And I don't really feel the pressure. I think there's always a bit of pressure with any meeting at Randwick. Everyone's got that expectation that it's going to be great and it's going to be at its best. So, it's a little bit of pressure, but not too much.
And what is it? We haven't raced here for 3 weeks, is that right?
3 weeks at Rosehill, yeah. So it's had a good break. The track's in great order. Would have been nice to kick off a three-week, you know, session at Randwick on a good track, but it's not to be, That's all good.
And you said sunshine you're expecting tomorrow at a point.
Yeah, well, they're saying sunny breaks in the afternoon.
Okay.
Sort of pretty much from 9, 10 a.m., they're saying sunny breaks. So let's run with that.
Yeah. Do you go off what they say, like the bomb, or do you have your own system?
We have our own forecaster. But essentially, I guess they all pull from similar models, you know, from the Bureau and then their own. So I suppose our one just gives a bit more of a finite when they think rain will finish or sunlight hours and that sort of thing. So they're tending to say around 300 minutes, so like 5 hours of sunshine throughout tomorrow. So
wow.
Do you like anything?
He's a desperate Mike.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know in the morning once I walk the track.
You're at the track. You got to ask.
Absolutely.
Never know the information you can get. If you don't,
never know.
Don't ask. You don't get, Josh.
Might give Nick me your number tomorrow morning. Ring me if you want, mate. Just for a friendly chat about.
You must
track.
Have something. Come on. Come on.
Not really.
Yeah, no, he's holding back. He's withholding information.
Too busy looking at weather apps. Looking at weather apps to ask anyone. But I mean, it's some of the fields, and there's good wet weather horses there too. Yeah. You know, Imperatrice on a heavy goes all right. Well, I Wish I Win, you know, did it previously.
Geez, I'm looking forward to seeing her run tomorrow.
Oh, Imperatrice.
Yeah. Oh, I really am.
Yep. Because a lot of people say until she ticks the box here, how good is she?
Yeah.
So, it's great to see her here in Sydney. I mean, what a race. I mean, the whole card's just unreal. And, mate, I love your glass half full approach. Let's stick with that.
You have to be, don't you?
For sure. Can't wait day one. And good luck to you and all your team, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, mate.